testing you on your dude knowledge. Let's introduce you to Riley calling us from Jeff. Hi, Riley.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I like that.
How would you rate your typical dude knowledge? Do you think you know, like, dude-like things in your life?
The last time I played, I got 5 out of 5, and I didn't even have to phone in Tully. So.
Oh, wow. Nice. Wow.
Okay,
wow.
I'm just going to sit back and listen.
Yeah, Riley's got red hair, is 5'4", drives a Chevy, and it's complicated in the relationship department. But you know what? It all is at some point in life, right?
Exactly. It's fine.
Yeah, it's complicated. Look, I say that about my wife, and we've been married over 20 years. So, you know, it's like, hey... It's complicated.
You figured it out. Yeah.
It's complicated. All right, here we go. Dude knowledge. Riley. Here we go. Question number one. Steely McBeam is the mascot of what professional football team?
He's a part of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers is right. Look
that
at you.
That was going to be my educated guess. I concur.
Look, I tried to make it a little bit easy to start.
Thank
you. All right.
Question number two,
Riley. Dude knowledge. Here we go. In beer talk, what does IPA stand for?
It's a pale ale, but I know what the I is.
Maybe just toss out a guess.
International.
International Pale Ale. International Pale Ale, it is not.
Individual Pale Ale?
Individual Pale Ale.
Is it really?
No.
Oh. What is
Irene's Pale Ale. No.
Irene.
It's Indian or India Pale Ale.
Oh.
Yeah, India Pale Ale.
I like international more.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a beer drinker there, Riley?
No, I'm not a big beer person.
Okay.
Yeah, I am not. I drink Arbor Mist, so that's where my knowledge
I'm telling
stops.
You, Kelly, the way you have talked about Arbor Mist with
what?
Such glowing reviews over the past 20 years, you'd
yes,
think that they would have sent you cases of that by now.
How am I not an official spokesperson at
know.
This point? That is a valid
I don't
question.
Know. All right, Riley, let's see. You got one right, you got one wrong. Here we go. Next question, dude knowledge. According to Kelley Blue Book, what is the best-selling automobile of 2025 in America?
Why would anybody know that just off the top of their head without looking it up?
What?
Did you know that?
I could have easily guessed.
I don't know, something Ford.
Something Ford.
Ford is always selling.
Ford.
No, I'm going to guess it's probably like the Honda Accord.
Oh.
What you drive an Accord, right?
I do.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm guessing.
I mean, Riley, do you want to change your answer or do you want to just stick with something Ford? I mean, you know, I do need a more specific answer than
a model,
a
not
brand.
Just an automaker.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Let's go with like a Ford truck.
A Ford truck. You know
that's
what? I'm going to go ahead and give that to you. I'm going to give that to you. The Ford F-Series is the number one selling automobile in America.
Shout out Ford truck.
So yeah, Ford F-Series.
Yes.
So that's a bunch of those, like, you know, Ford F-150, Ford F-250, you know,
yes,
any of those. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll give that to you. I'll give that to you.
America.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Riley, question four. What type of shoes does the brand FootJoy make?
FootJoy makes those, like, running, walking shoes.
Running, walking.
Like, yeah, they have, like, they're, like, for athletic-y stuff. Some of them are, like, 5 foot cleats, but not spikes. Shoes.
They're like what
like
shoes?
They them, but they're not cleats. Are they
for a sport?
Yeah.
Like what? What?
Which one?
The only other sport that doesn't have like the really spiky cleats is like golf.
Okay.
Let's
I'll give it to you. It's golf shoes. It's golf shoes. We got
I knew
there.
That one. Yeah. I knew that one. My husband's a golfer.
Yeah, of course, Riley says. Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Took her a long way to get there. It's like, it's like one of those
she's trying to,
shoes.
She's trying to quickly write, kind of, get it into our phones. She's like, okay,
fine.
Foot joy.
I don't know she got there.
Oh, Riley, we love you. All right.
But I knew they weren't part of like football or like a baseball.
You're right.
And I was like,
they do wear spiky cleat like shoes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Last question. Dude knowledge. How well you know your dudes, Riley. What is the name of the doctor that specializes in male reproductive health?
Kelly?
Oh, she's.
Why are you tossing this to me?
Listen, Kelly knows least about guys. Reproductive health.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for finishing that. Because I shouldn't really know much about that, right?
All right.
See, are you talking about Dr. Ruth? Like, if we were staying in the foot lane, I was going to say Dr. Martin's or. Yeah, Dr. Scholes. No. Dr. Ruth, she knows things about some things. Okay, fine. Who is it? Who is the doctor? Men's
it's
reproductive
the,
health?
Andrologist.
What?
It's an andrologist. A doctor that specializes in male reproductive health.
Never.
Every guy should know that.
Heard of
even though I haven't
term.
Been to one. Every guy should know that.
Every guy needs to know that. Guys, I'm going to need for you to chime in. Did you know that that was a
yeah,
thing?
Of
I've
course
never
he did.
Heard of that doctor expertise ever.
Hey, you know what? 3 out of 5 ain't bad. Congratulations, Riley.
Yeah. She's almost maybe a dude.
She's almost maybe a dude is what you said? Listen, let's not add to the complication in Riley's life, okay?
She could like hang with the dudes.
All right, congrats, Riley. Hang tight, we'll hook you up, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. There you go.
Okay, I still need, see, again, people are starting to roll and never heard of that kind of doctor.
Well, just
and
because.
Genghis John says, as a dude, I've never heard of that.
Listen,
of an andromist.
Okay, sorry. I have completed a half a semester of pre-med. Maybe that's where it skews.
Okay, gotcha. So if you're a dude and you have some sort of like medical field knowledge, then maybe you've heard of them.
Okay.
But just normal dudes have never heard that.
Kelly, we're giving her a prize anyway. She got a majority of it right. It's fine.
Still
you don't need
point.
To. Okay, anyways. Riley,
it's
sorry you had to hear us argue like that. All right.
Yes, hang Audra on, is saying on. A urologist gives the good old snip.
Yeah, urologist
yes, no,
does
seen that.
Now
I
listen,
watched that
I would have given her a half a point had she said urologist, but whatever. Oh, all right, okay. So there you go. That's your dude knowledge.
That's great.
Dude knowledge
on 99.7 DJX.